You ever heard that term, mind the business that pays you? You ever heard people just say, stay out of other people's concerns, stay out of other people's business, because you never know what could come out of there. You getting involved with somebody else's crap. Case in point, Mayor Adams in New York City. We find out why Governor Greg Abbott starts sending a bunch of migrants to New York City. He went to New York City, we're talking about Greg Abbott, and thoroughly explained at a meeting he was having in Manhattan why all of a sudden he just starts sending a bunch of migrants over there. Let's go ahead and roll that.
Greg Abbott in Manhattan for a Republican gala Thursday night.
When we began the busing operation, it was going to one location. It was there on purpose. Because remember, up to this time, neither Joe Biden nor the border czar had actually been to the border to see the chaos they had caused.
Abbott, whose name has been floated as a possible VP pick in the upcoming presidential election, wasted no time talking about the influx of migrants entering the country.
We were sending them only to Washington, D.C. And quite literally out of nowhere, Mayor Adams starts criticizing me for sending them to New York City. So after a while, I figured, gosh, if I'm going to get the criticism, I'm going to get the credit.
According to Texas state data, officials have transported over 105,000 migrants to sanctuary cities since August of 2022, including 39,000 migrants who were bused to New York. That's over 20% of how many migrants have arrived in New York City since last spring.
I'm going to offer him a stay in one of the HERCs so he can see what he has created and understand how we are treating people with the dignity and respect that he should have shown.
Sarcastic welcoming words from Mayor Eric Adams earlier Thursday. He has publicly blamed Governor Abbott for pawning off the migrant crisis to other cities.
Now, at this point, we all got to laugh at Mayor Adams. We got to laugh at you. So you basically talked up the migrant crisis, at least some of it that came from Texas. But, you know, you wasn't talking about your boy Biden flying in migrants, as we covered here on this podcast, to your city. But you got involved with something that had nothing to do with you originally. You sitting up there, sticking your neck out for your Democrat friends. How many times have black people done this? Just in general. You sit up here, you're trying to stick your neck out for the Democrats, and what happened? You get caught up in some mess and none of your Democrat friends come to save you. How many times have Mayor Adams went to D.C. and asking Biden and the federal government to give him money for migrants? And every time they send his behind right back to New York City with no money. Now, all the people in New York right now that you're mad about migrants being in your city, you're mad about the hotels, how they ruin all that. You're mad about the crime. You're mad about all the money they're giving them. Maybe you should be talking to Mayor Adams right now and say, bro, you sit up here and cause this mess by your mouth. We had enough for you to do in New York to handle. We didn't need you to come to get involved with Governor Abbott that wasn't messing with us like that. You talked that up. Just like Chicago, they were another one. They talked up migrants too. That's how he started sending them over there. When Lori Lightfoot was in, right toward the end of her administration, she was saying about, oh, yeah, we're a sanctuary city. We'll take them in. He said, okay, well, cool. I'll start sending you some migrants, and you can go ahead and start taking care of them. Y'all mayors, especially, I'm talking about definitely the black ones. Y'all mayors ran off at your mouth. You know, notice Denver, is they getting migrants, but not a whole lot. Why? Because that mayor in Denver didn't run off at his mouth. You notice in Boston, they're getting a few migrants, but they're not getting like what Chicago and New York was getting, because Mayor Wu wasn't ready to run off at her mouth too much about sanctuary city and all that, even though she responded in the exact same way. See, in this upcoming election with these policies that's by the Democrat Party, you talking about you can't afford rent, you can't afford, you know, the cost of living is high, food, gas, etc. Then a little bit that's maybe could be available is being taken away from you and given to migrants by your Democrat politicians. And there's nothing any of you can say to me to defend that, because you know that is true. It's 100% true. Now, Trump has said on his first day, he gonna start getting them on out of here. That sounds very good to people that say, I want my resources back. you can't get your resources back and be a sanctuary city. Because this is what I say about sanctuary cities. There's no such thing as a sanctuary city for Black Americans. Where can we go where a city will say, if the federal government is looking for any Black American, we're not going to help them, we're not going to assist them? That alone should be a major problem, definitely to Black Americans. How dare these people come to this country and get privileges that we don't even have, and we built this doggone country? We're sitting up here talking about we need reparations in the form of cash payments. And you mean to tell me these Democrats who don't support reparations, because they don't, have no problem giving a bunch of money to migrants? No, Black Americans should be extremely outraged by this. And in the next election, Black Americans need to mobilize, all get registered to vote, and get policies put in to get this done with. And I don't care what you say, you can get mad, you can get in your feelings, but only Trump is the only one that's going to handle that. You know that. If you put Biden behind back in there, he going to pad another 7 million people on top of you. And I don't know if you know this or not, but they say somebody, they think of China, but they don't know, is building a bridge in the Darien Strait, and that bridge will help the migrants get across up here a lot faster. We don't know if Biden is assisting with some of that payment. We don't know. Through an NGO, we don't know. Right? But you go ahead and put Biden back in there. You emotional. I'm only talking to my community. I don't deal with other communities because, you know, I'm only talking to mine. You go over there and put that man back in office. You hear? I don't care how much so-called student loan debt he tries to forgive. That student loan debt he's so-called trying to forgive will be nothing compared to what he's going to bring in the next 4 years in this country. Bree, listen, the American taxpayer cannot take care of the world. Sorry, we don't make enough money for that. You know, how is it that with Black Americans, y'all like to say, especially the folks, I'm talking to you now, you always want to tell Black Americans, pull themselves up by their bootstraps, when you never really did it, but you want to tell us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, but these other people come in here and they're just giving resources. You're not outraged. You're not saying nothing. You're not doing whatever. You're complaining, yes, but you're not really making your politicians stop this now. You're not doing it. And it's hurting Black America for sure. So what are we going to do about it? Some of you tell me and write me, feel I just can't vote for Trump. I can't do that or whatever. Look, when it comes to this migrant crisis, I'm with Trump 100%. I'm with him. I'm with him because he has a track record of handling it. That's the thing. If he didn't have a track record, then I would like, I don't know about, you know, what he going to do. I don't know. But Trump has proven that he will deal with that issue. Right? Biden has proven that he believes in open borders. Prime example. So American citizens fly back into this country. You can watch all the videos on YouTube if you want to. And they're questioned up and down when they come back. What were you doing in this country? What were you doing? What'd you buy? Who you visit? Like questioning American citizens coming back into our own country that we're citizens of. Okay. Every time I've came back, I've been asked questions. Oh, okay. You went over here. Okay. What y'all do? You know, y'all vacation. Will y'all spend time over here? Did it? You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't get questioned as much because I have the global entry card, but I'm still questioned. When I come back into the United States, they got the dog going around. Last time I went to Kenya, I came back, we landed at JFK. They had the little beagle running around sniffing everybody's luggage, you know, making you feel like you're a freaking criminal. Like, I'm not no freaking criminal. Why you got the dog sniffing around all over the place? But these people come across the border, where the dog at? Where the little beagle at sniffing for drugs? Where's all the questions? Asking them where they at, who they affiliated with. Where's the questions? So we got an open border. Nobody checked. But yeah, when American citizens come back into this country, we're questioned by customs, TSA, and everybody else when we come through. When we fly domestically, we're checked. Our bags are checked. We screened. Everything is checked with us. But these people could come across and nobody's checking them? How we are as American citizens are not saying nothing about this. And you mean to tell me you want 7 million more migrants? Because that's what's going to show up. Maybe 10 million more. Giving that man another 4 years, it ain't no way in God's green earth that I could sleep at night knowing that I went and sat up there and voted for Biden when I know good well Biden is going to stack a bunch of migrants onto, and let's call it what it is. Realistically, I personally don't have no dog in the fight. Let me tell you why personally. I'm in Texas. Greg Abbott's not dropping them off or all over the place here. He sent them over there with them other cities. But I do have a dog in the fight because I think about my community. That's why I have a dog in the fight. That's why I'm saying something. Because we supposed to, on our platforms, talk and speak up for the community. I may not be the guy you wanted, and I may not be the guy you chosen, but I'm the guy that's here. And if you want another 7 to 10 million migrants, go vote Biden. Go ahead. It is your choice. I'm not telling you can't do anything. It's when you register to vote, you have a right to vote for whoever you would like to vote for. But when it comes to these migrants and what's going on with that situation, you already know who's going to handle that problem. You already know. It's not even nothing for me to be arguing about. Y'all still have black folks coming over here in this comment section telling me about Trump this, Trump that, Trump ain't it or whatever. Well, migrants is it? I'm trying to figure that part out. So because of your little personal feelings about Trump, you want to take on 7 to 10 million more people because of your little personal feelings about that man that now one of us going to probably meet. Now one of us going to talk to, for the most part, we probably won't. You got all these personal feelings about that dude. But while you will sit up here and co-sign a guy who put 7 million people on top of you, that's a guy you want to co-sign. Because, oh, Trump this and Trump that, and oh my God, Trump no, Phil, that ain't it. You know, y'all love to say that thing. Yeah, y'all keep repeating it. It ain't it, Phil. Trump ain't it. He ain't it. He ain't it. But yeah, Biden is. Biden is. See, one thing about some of y'all black folk, I'm going to say about y'all. Some of you are either militant Democrats or complaining Democrats. And what I mean by militant Democrats, oh, you so hardcore this about black. You militant with it, but you're a Democrat at the end of the day. You won't vote outside of Democrat. You won't do it. Then you got your complaining Democrats. You complain all day that Democrats don't do nothing for black people. You complain. And at the end of the day, you're still going to go vote Democrat. It don't matter how many migrants come in. They literally taking resources out your community. You're paying for the migrants. You're going to complain about it. Well, Phil, you know, yeah, I know it's messed up what he's doing with the migrants, but Trump ain't it. So I'm not going to go vote for him, Phil. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, let me guess. What's the next thing? Trump or the Republicans must be paying you. If they paying me, then I'm missing out on my check. I'm missing out if they're paying me. No, I'm using common sense. And I know common sense isn't so common, unfortunately, in America. I know. Trust me, I know. Give me someone that got a lot of common sense and street smarts, I'd take them any day of the week. Than some of these so-called educated people, I'd take them any day of the week. But people like Eric Adams and people like Brandon Johnson out there in Chicago, they run off their mouth. Brandon Johnson said, we could take in 700 more thousand migrants. Really? I'm pretty sure the residents of Chicago don't think so. But yet this guy come out and said that. People in Chicago should be outraged that he said that. 700,000 more people? No. You're not taking care of the ones you got. Where the money coming from, Brandon Johnson? It's coming out the back pockets of Chicago taxpayers. It's not coming out your back pocket. Y'all better really think in this next election what y'all going to do. Now, if you choose the couch, that's your business. You know, my motto, just don't put Biden back in there. Don't vote for him. If you want to vote for that couch, that's your business. If you're so emotional about Trump, no problem with me. It's fine with the couch. I'm good with it. Y'all tell me about a third party. I don't get involved with the third party mess. And I say it's a mess because until they get to a point where they're actually contending and until it gets to the point that the American people is actually trying to vote for a third party, until that happens, I'll talk about it. I don't waste my time talking about things I know good and well is not going to work. Only thing a third party can do at this point, I guess if you just want to vote because you're so habitual with it, you'll vote a third party just to say you voted, right? But if the American people is really so-called tired of Democrats and Republicans, then all American people would vote for a third party. And you don't. So that's why I'm just not going to waste my time talking about it. You asking about Cornel West? Cornel West, he all over the place. And let's call it what it is. Cornel West is not talking about, you know, the things of Black Americans specifically. He's doing this All Lives Matter conversation. You know how I feel about that. You know how I feel about it. I understand it's a politician you got to do for everybody, but doggone it, you still talk about what you're going to do for Black people specifically. And people like him don't like to have that conversation. Calling all these other groups of people, well, brother, no. You know, we need to worry about our community first and foremost, like other groups do. But well, you got a decision to make. You either want 7 million more people, in the country who you're going to take care of, or you can vote for the guy who say on day one, I'm starting to get him on out of here. The choice is yours in November.